You're listening to SBS News.
I will pledge to use public transport as much as possible.
A sustainability pledge and a signature, inspiring girls to play football.
You guys are from Sydney FC, is that,
yes,
is that
are,
a soccer
yeah.
team? Full professional or mm-hmm. semi-professional?
Yeah.
Full
yeah.
professional.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a unique technique at the launch of Festival 23.
We're talking about positive social change. We're talking about communities engaging together, engaging in climate change, engaging in inclusion amongst themselves. So it's really the social impact.
The festival is supported by a number of football engagement programs during next year's Women's World Cup.
We started Football United to welcome refugee young people to Australia.
Like Afghanistan-born Samia from Pakistan.
I would like to be a professional footballer because I like Ronaldo very much.
It's just really special, and a lot of the girls we've talked to have just come to Australia, been here a few months, and I can kind of identify with that because I've been here only a few weeks, and so it's just really special to be able to connect with them and talk with them about how soccer has just been a way for them to connect with other people, even with not necessarily speaking the same language.
The round ball also means the world to Ambassador Noor Hantia, who's advocating for increased female grassroots participation.
In 2015, I was in Turkey as a refugee, and that was the first time I saw a World Cup ball. So 2014 World Cup ball, and I had a photo with that ball. That was the first time seeing it, and I was like, that passion of soccer made me take that ball and take a photo of it. So after 3 years, in 2018, I was in a World Cup in Russia representing Australia.
A former Matildas coach is putting his support behind the festival.
You've got all the different cultures, nationalities, religions. You've got everybody, and everybody plays it. And it's such an equal playing field when you get out there on the field.
The Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand takes place in July and August next year. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.